At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, 72% of enterprises perceive Ghana's business environment as lagging behind its peers on the continent. We have details from the UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce 2023 Environment and Competitiveness Survey. Also coming up, International Monetary Fund Board set to pass Ghana on first program review and approve about $600 million for the country. Plus, Ghana Chamber of Mines forecasts more funds for manganese production in 2024 as it projects production to exceed 5 million tons. Details coming up. My name is Darryl Clark. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, 72% of businesses in Ghana perceived the country's business environment as lagging behind its peers. That's according to the UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce 2023 Ghana Business Environment and Competitiveness Survey. The report said that the firms believe Ghana's business environment slumped in 2023 compared to 47% that said the same in 2022. Here's more in this report.
This is in addition to a general view that other countries in the sub-region are not struggling as much as Ghana in the aftermath of COVID-19, the Russian-Ukraine war, and the supply chain disruptions it spawned. Again, a staggering 75% of the respondents perceived corruption as a continuing bane to business operations, even though trends showed a decline in corruption compared to 2022. Regarding favorable business components assessed, the respondents favorably highlighted the availability of telecom facilities as one of the advantageous aspects of the Ghanaian business environment. It was also perceived that cost of labor, unskilled and skilled, remains affordable to most businesses. Additionally, the government's support of international trade and availability of good quality transport infrastructure ranked second and third, respectively, on the worst business components list. Over 690 businesses, including UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce members and non-member companies from 16 industries, ranging from small to large companies, participated in the survey.
That was a business desk report. Now, tax analyst Francis Timobo is calling for review of the implementation date for the 7 tax amendments signed into law by President Akufo-Addo from the 1st of January 2024 to the 1st of February 2024. According to him, some aspects of the tax laws have challenges which have to be re-looked at in order to see the smooth implementation of the policy. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Timobo called for more collaboration between the Ghana Revenue Authority and businesses to achieve the revenue target.
I would have, even if parliamentary committee of finance would really listen to the advice, we'll ask them to ask the GRA to suspend. Look, one of the tax laws has a problem. There's a mistake in the TUI table. And if you try to add them up, it doesn't tie up. So what we hear is that the GRA says they are coming up with a guideline to correct it. So if the law itself has a problem, what do you do? And payroll, many companies have already run their payroll. So we ask them to hold it a little bit, give businesses time to at least implement. We can start maybe February. I don't think we'll lose much. And if we start February, then we will say that we are giving room for businesses to also, you know, have some breathing space. With that one, I believe that we should be able to achieve our target because most of them are indirect taxes and people cannot avoid it.
You had a tax analyst, Francis Timobo, there. Now, the executive board of the International Monetary Fund is set to pass Ghana on its first review under the fund program later today. This is based on what Joy Business has picked up from persons with knowledge of the meeting scheduled for this afternoon. The board is also expected to approve and disburse about $600 million to Ghana within the next 3 working days. However, it is not clear for now what will be the IMF's verdict on the current state of Ghana's economy and the challenges ahead. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta has been giving details on areas the funds will be directed at. He was speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
Yes, we go to the board on the 19th of January. We have a weekend, and then knock on wood, I expect that by Tuesday we should be able to have the proceeds, if not earlier.
Unlike our previous programs where it was strictly balance of payment support, right, it appears that this is a little bit different, some budget support and all those things.
It comes really to us. And
some budget support, I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll put it that way. And then, of course, for the central bank, it shows up our foreign reserves.
What are you looking for in terms of the expectation to the broader economy?
Trigger the World Bank, and that would also happen on the 25th, I believe. And it will anchor us with regards to currency stability, etc., for this period. And as you know, these reviews come quickly. So before long, maybe April, have another one looking at disbursements in June and disbursements in November.
You had the Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta speaking on PM Express Business Edition last night. If you missed that interview, you can watch a repeat of it this morning at 11 on the Joy News channel. Now, the director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte, has urged government to sharpen its negotiation skills with private creditors to ensure a win-win situation for both parties. He's been reacting to the Economist Intelligence Unit's warning to government to go into negotiations with private creditors or Eurobond holders with tax, since the creditors may demand different and complex restructuring terms.
I think we should go to the table, not with the attitude of take or leave, you know, but go with the negotiating skills and make sure there's a win-win situation. Put yourself in their shoes and also get them to also put themselves in the shoes of government to ensure that we arrive at some consensus. At least the bilateral creditors have set the tone, which then tells you what the private creditors will do. Shave or haircut on what terms that are suitable, and also what would also government can also accommodate so that we move the process forward. But it's a complex process. It's quite complex.
You had a director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte. Now, the Ghana Chamber of Mines says it expects manganese production in 2024 to exceed 5 million tons. The chamber said this will mark one of the highest productions in 3 years, once again solidifying the country's position as one of the highest producers on the African continent. Speaking at a breakfast meeting with the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, President of the Chamber, Joshua Mutoti, bemoaned some factors affecting the extractive sector, pointing out that encroachment of illegal miners and high fiscal and regulatory costs were impacting production.
Regarding manganese production, the plant output for 2024 is expected to double to 5 million tons. So really good projections for the year 2024 for us. The main downside risk, however, is to the overall mining production outlook in 2024, includes the high fiscal and regulatory costs, encroachment of concessions by illegal miners, and sometimes we're not being too sure about policy with respect to implementation of, say, the Gold for Oil program and the impacts on its operations on small-scale miners.
Joshua Mutoti is president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines. Now, the year 2023 was regarded by many financial analysts as tough due to the economic crisis Ghana encountered, which started in 2022. This impacted on the socio-economic development of the country. Now, as we embark on another journey in 2024, many corporate institutions and retailers, particularly the informal sector players, are very mindful of financial planning. Love FM's Mona Lisa Frimpong examines the financial preparedness of some informal sector players in today's Business Journal.
The another plan I make is that unless I look for another work attached this work, because if I stand on this work, we cannot survive me unless I get another work in the song we have to attach.
Safeguarding income lately has become a little hard. price hikes of goods and services are partly to blame. Ama Santua, a pure water seller, says this has affected her capacity to save. Business is not booming, so I am unable to save. Some businessmen are strategizing to prevent losses and cut down cost of doing business. In a bid to survive this year, shoemaker Shadrach Yalkusi is reducing the quality of materials used in making shoes. He believes this will double his profit.
My plan is to say, because I say, I'm going to say, 20 pairs now, but yeah, as all the covers or tissue. One tissue. It's called the banner. We're not showing it in film. So, what's the demand of the
prices of raw materials are high, so I use leather of less quality.
In the event, you see, if you have a material, send your papa. I'm the IA. Because me, you see, papa, the MOA. About 20, so I'm going to call me question, but so I'm a pump.
People look to the new year to shed bad habits and embrace new ones. Some agree that last year was terrible, but they are ready to embrace changes by quitting unnecessary expenditure. I am a spendthrift, but I will reduce it and focus on my children instead.
For the habit of saving, once I save, you know, I just go for all the money and then use it for something urgent. But I believe that.